Violent Dangerous Pedophile, Trans Woman Who Molested Girls As Young As 4 Jailed. By Victoria Friedman on May 20, 2021. Jessica Brennan has been jailed for heinous crimes against children when they were still known as Alan Brennan. North Yorkshire Police released a statement on Tuesday confirming that Jessica Brennan from Harrogate, Yorkshire, who was Alan Brennan at the time of offending but now identifies as a woman, had preyed on school-aged girls between 1998 and 2016. This week, York Crown Court had handed Brennan a notional 22-year sentence after being convicted of 5 counts of indecent assault, sexual activity with a child, another 5 counts of sexual activity with a child, attempted rape of a child under 13, assault of a girl under 13 by penetration, another assault by penetration, and 2 counts of sexual assault. Brennan, a father of 2, should serve at least half of that sentence before being released on license. The 54-year-old predator will be placed on the sex offenders register for life. Detective Constable Rebecca Prentice of North Yorkshire Police's Harrogate and Craven Sid branded Brennan a violent, dangerous pedophile. Local newspaper The Harrogate Advertiser detailed how York Crown Court had heard that one of the children Brennan had sexually assaulted was just 4 years old, while another was subjected to abuse for a decade. In total, the prosecution said there had been 86 instances of abuse. Many of the victims had complained that in the subsequent years, they had suffered from depression, anxiety, symptoms associated with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, trust issues, and difficulties forming romantic relationships as adults. One victim who suffered from self-esteem and self-worth issues as a result of the abuse by the pedophile told the court, "It's made it hard for me to trust people. This has affected my family. Anything that this evil man gets, in terms of punishment, won't be enough for what he's done to me and my family," she added. Prosecutor Philip Stanfest had revealed that one victim had come forward in the early 2000s, but no charges had been brought at the time. Only 3 to 4 years ago, when other girls sought justice, was Brennan finally charged. On Wednesday, meanwhile, a pedophile named in court listings Paul Wilson, also known as Melissa Wilson, confessed to using public libraries in Liverpool to look up Harry Potter erotica and child pornography. Liverpool Crown Court heard how Wilson, who has gender dysphoria and identifies as a female even though she was born as a male, according to the defense, as well as Asperger's syndrome and multiple personality disorder, had bypassed library security systems to search for Harry Potter erotica with a focus on Hermione Granger, as well as children porn and young girls modeling underwear at Liverpool Central Library and Toxteth Library almost every other day. The Liverpool Echo reported how the court had also heard how the confession had come in a letter to police via Wilson's alter ego, Dan Thompson, because Wilson wanted to go back to jail as that was where the 34-year-old felt accepted, with defense lawyer Mike O'Brien saying, "She feels safer and happier in that environment. Even the inmates accept her for who she is and who she wants to be," O'Brien added. The court had heard that Wilson's first offense was in 2008 for indecent images of children, with orders twice breached before the pedophile was jailed for possessing more child pornography. Wilson breached court orders again in 2010, 2011, 2012, and was sentenced to 4 years in 2015 after further possessing of prohibited images and for threats to kill. Wilson had committed a grand total of 39 known offenses in 13 years. Sentencing, Judge Swinnerton said, "You have a lengthy and growing criminal record which revolves around your interest in indecent images of children and your repeated breaches of the orders which try to prevent you from accessing such images of children." Wilson was sentenced to just 32 months and is serving time at HMP Altcourse, a men's prison. Within the same 24-hour period, the Northern Echo reported that a transgender sex offender was back in court for failing to tell authorities that they now identify as a woman. Andrew McNabb had legally changed their name to Chloe Thompson, using the latter to set up an account for TikTok, a social media app commonly used by children. Thompson had contravened an order to tell authorities of their whereabouts, activities, and aliases after a conviction in 2011 for sexually assaulting a teenage girl. Prosecutor Uzma Khan said, "Whilst the officer is reviewing the applications on their mobile phone, he comes across the TikTok application which they state they had downloaded and has been using it for 2 weeks. The username is Chloe Thompson and he confirms he has never confirmed this alias to the police. It was the 11th breach of the order since it was imposed a decade ago. Thompson, 41, pleaded guilty at Teesside Crown Court on Tuesday and was sentenced to 4 months suspended for 1 year, and so will not actually go to prison, as well as 20 days of rehabilitation activities and a 12-month community service order. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.